This is Joanna Schrader reporting from the National Biodiesel Board Convention here in Phoenix, and I'm with Mark Fashion with BAS. Mark, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm well, and actually, I've been carrying around my bag. You're the sponsors of the bags this year.
Yes,
thank you.
Yes, we are. Sure.
And we are also here with Dave Wendorf, and Dave is with McGuy and Biodiesel. Dave, how are you?
I'm fine.
Well, we're actually here to talk about some good news. Last year was a very rough year for biodiesel, but the industry's weathered it. You now have the dollar per gallon tax credit back. You've weathered the storm with the obligated parties losing their suit against the EPA to meet their biodiesel requirements under renewable fuel standard. And despite some rough weather here, it looks like we're getting our plants back online. But one of the challenges that the biodiesel industry has had are feedstock costs. And you have a very unique technology that allows plants to produce biodiesel from multiple feedstocks. It's the McGuyan technology.
That's correct.
So can you talk, Dave, a little bit about your technology and for those plants in particular that are out of production and looking at coming back in production that had single feedstock technologies, why your technology will be very advantageous for those investors looking to bring those plants back online?
Well, the McGuyan process is essentially a transesterification process. It's a catalyst. And as a result, or because of that, we can use a wide variety of feedstocks, ranging from 0% FFAs to 100% FFA. As a result, we have the capability of always choosing the lowest cost feedstock. As a testament to our capabilities, we were one of only two biodiesel facilities in Minnesota to remain in production all last year. So it's and it's because of this capability of using multiple feedstocks that we were able to withstand some of the weather of the storm, so to speak, in the biodiesel business.
So, Mark, what's the relationship between BAS and McGuyan?
I'd like to give you a little history about that as well. BAS, you know, when the economy crashed, it was really hard to get sales. And we were in the analytical instrument business, selling analytical laboratories to the biodiesel industry. One of the only customers we had in 2009 was a company called Evercat Fuels, and I had never heard of them before. And my local rep up in Minnesota was so psyched about this new company that was using the McGuyan process that he invested in it, and he said, Mark, you've got to go do the same. So he invited me up right before Christmas. I met with the McGuyan team, and they sold me on the technology as well. So we worked out an arrangement where the Biodiesel Analytical Solutions sales force in the United States, and as we grow abroad, is the sales force for the McGuyan process into the biodiesel industry.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this analytical lab.
Sure.
Another challenge that the biodiesel industry has had in the past have been quality issues.
That's true.
And despite the fact that there are biodiesel quality standards in place, it doesn't always eliminate some of these quality issues. So talk a little bit about what your analytical lab can do for a biodiesel plant to address some of those issues.
Right. We're not just we actually can run samples for people as well. We have an analytical laboratory service that we provide. But what we really provide is, if you look at a process side, if you're going to build a biodiesel plant, you want to build a process, you have one company you go to. But when you go to the lab side, there's typically 8, 10, or 12 vendors to cover all of the instrumentation you need for the lab. We knew that was an issue, and companies were getting misinformation depending on which company they talked to. What we did is Biodiesel Analytical Solutions. We're an umbrella company with preferred vendors under us that you can buy the whole laboratory package, all 17 analyzers that are required for ASTM D6751, or all 8 analyzers that are required for BQ9000, all from one company, and not have to go to 4 or 5 or 6 different companies. And because we are always selling the same application, we have become experts in that industry. So we're the go-to guys if you have a question about, well, what about this new method for Flashpoint, method C? We know that. We know all these new applications because we're going to all of the ASTM methods as well. There's 2 ASTM methods of the year that actually specify what tests are required. And we're always at those meetings to make sure we're up to date on what the latest specifications are.
So, you know, let's go back to this conversation about a lot of these plants that have been offline and are coming back on. And, you know, we mentioned that a lot of them were based on one feed, could only produce biodiesel on one feedstock, or maybe, to your point, Mark, didn't have the capability of having the proper testing equipment, or, you know, the full-scale lab. So for these investors who are now coming in and realizing that the growth of the industry this year is predicted at 300% and are refusing money, can they come to BAS and say, okay, here's what I need. I need a new lab and I need a new technology, and can they come to you in full scale here and you guys can come in and help them get that plan online?
That was one of the synergies we saw with McGuyan and BAS. Biodiesel Analytical Solutions was the one-stop shop for the lab. McGuyan is the one-stop shop for the process. Together, we're the one-stop shop for the whole biodiesel plant. From green, you know, even if they want to build a whole new plant from greenfield or pipe to pipe, if they want to upgrade their existing biodiesel facility to enable multiple feedstocks.
Now, it's also my understanding, Dave, that even though we started off talking about biodiesel, that the Micogen technology also has the ability to, has an ethanol component. Is that correct? It has an add-on, ethanol add-on.
That's correct. Well, since we can handle feedstocks with high FFAs, corn oil is one of our preferred feedstocks. And we're in a position to actually create another revenue stream for the ethanol plants by installing our plant near or by an ethanol plant, where they can utilize ethanol as the alcohol and corn oil as the feedstock. So in a sense, we can create another revenue stream for the ethanol plant.
So in essence, you'd have an ethanol plant, you would bring in the McGuyan technology, so you would have the biodiesel plant sited with the ethanol plant. But to reiterate, even though you can use the corn oil, you can still integrate other feedstocks within that biodiesel plant.
Absolutely correct.
So if the corn oil is not economically feasible at that point, you could bring in other feedstocks to keep that biodiesel
right.
plant
going.
You can
almost use it as a hedge against, you know, the price of corn oil, because if the price of corn oil does go up, you can simply substitute other low-cost feedstock for
them. And you could also use the ethanol as the feedstock as well. Instead of using methanol, you can use off-spec ethanol, or if an ethanol plant has produced too much that year and their only capacity, you know, they're allowed to make so much, they could actually use the extra excess ethanol to make biodiesel.
Interesting. Now, to me, I think, wow, that sounds like a no-brainer. So why are we not seeing more of this?
Where's the money?
Joanna, right,
where's
meaning?
The money? What it is people are afraid to invest in this industry. With all the problems that biodiesel has had over the last couple of years until this new tax credit. I have my leasing company. We work with one leasing company for all of our packages if people want to lease or rent. He's willing to stick his neck out and go with the biodiesel industry, mainly because of this potential for he sees the potential of biodiesel in the future. So that's why he's moving ahead with financing these biodiesel plants.
But, you know, do you think, though, you know, knowing that it looks like with the RFS numbers that we're seeing here in 2011, you know, we are seeing some activity in some state-by-state mandates for biodiesel. Do you think, and you've mentioned the quality issues that the industry's addressing,
right.
Your technology alone addresses a lot of those quality issues. Do you feel that we can bring the investors back? Do you feel the industry's really working well together to do that?
I think it is. I think there's a long way to go, but I think that it's slowly coming back. That's why BAS was insistent, and McGuyan was insistent on being a big sponsor of this biodiesel conference this year, because we see it coming back and we want to show our support. And but it's an education process too. You know, the renewable fuels in general, some people have bad taste in their mouth about renewable fuels, so it's an educational process. But I think it is going to come back, and we have several very good leads from this show, and also from just our own work from finding people who are finding investors. Dave, did you want to add anything?
I was going to say as far as the ethanol plants using our technology, Of course, one of the prerequisites is they have extraction technology, corn extraction technology, also. And currently, we're probably looking at around 20% penetration of ethanol plants that have the corn extraction.
Corn oil extraction.
Corn oil extraction. So there's a lot of growth in that industry. So we've still got a number of plants that are looking at that. And we think that's a real growth area for ethanol plants. The other area of opportunity for us and for our technology is the pipe-to-pipe installations for existing biodiesel plants. We feel that to be a survivor in this business in the future, you're going to have to become a multi-feedstock company. I think the days of the single feedstock operation are limited because of the price of soy oil. We think it's going to remain high. And, it's just very difficult to make money in that environment.
Right. So how can biodiesel companies or investors get a hold of you to learn more about your either technology business?
Yeah, they can log on to www.biodieselanalytical.com, and we have a link directly to Magaian's website as well. It's www.magaian.com, and Magaian is spelled MCGYAN.
Great.
And then we also have an 800 number if they wanted to call, 1-800-483-8107.
Okay, and is there anything else you'd like our readers to know?
Give us a call.
That's
or
right.
Email us.
It's an amazing process. I really believe the Magaian process is going to change this market in the future.
Great.
BAS does have, if you contact BAS, they have a program where they can educate you. We've got a presentation. We've got some financials they can share with you. So it's a good place to start.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.